Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome to Thrive Radio. This is Amy Montgomery. Today is another special episode where I have decided to give you some practical things that you can utilize this week in your business. And I'm going to do this by sharing with you my journey and part of my journey that I have been going through in my own business right now. And I feel that the information that I can really provide to you in the transition that I've gone through will be very, very helpful for most of you that are listening. So if you have followed my business at all in my journey, you know some of the things that I have done because I have documented some of those things. But some of you are new and you have found me on iTunes, and I'm so grateful for that. And I want to share first what my journey has been and then some of the things that I have started to implement in my business that is completely transforming how I do things and really transforming the experience that my clients have with my business. So on YouTube, I became pretty popular, not massively popular. I have about 13,000 subscribers on YouTube, and that is a result of basically being in my, I was doing a Facebook Live, didn't have anyone watching me at the time, didn't have anyone following me on Facebook at the time. I think now I almost have 60,000 people on there, but back then, like, I didn't have that many people. And I was doing this Facebook Live, and I was really into figuring out how to make money on Amazon. I wanted to really coach business entrepreneurs in business, but I wanted to be different than everybody else. I didn't want to be, you know, just another digital marketer, not another business developer. And my background was working in for Fortune 500 clients in consulting, and I helped, you know, Fortune 500 clients with solving their problems and building their businesses. And so I wanted to take all of that amazing training that I had gotten at this big four and make it available to entrepreneurs and those that wanted to build businesses on their own. But I wanted to be different. I wanted to stand out in some way. So I looked for what the latest and greatest exciting thing that people were doing to make money and to start their own business. And it was Amazon. And Amazon happened to be one of my clients for many years. And so I was very familiar with everything that they offer, everything Amazon, the inner workings of Amazon. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to go for this because I know so much already, I can just partner that knowledge with whatever I learn. So I documented myself on my YouTube going out and reselling stuff, buying stuff and reselling it. I wanted to see the process and experience the process myself. And when I finally figured out how much, you know, money you get and what your return is and all the fees and all of that kind of stuff, then I was able to document that on a Facebook Live. And I remember I did this video, it was in the dark, it's probably the worst video that I ever created in my life. And I posted it on YouTube and I'm like, I'm going to give up. I'm not doing YouTube anymore. I had done it for years and I never really, you know, got anywhere with it. And so I decided to give up on YouTube, put the video up there, and 2 months later, it went viral. And I think it's about at 150,000 views, which in comparative to some people, that's, you know, pretty small, but it was enough to get me a community of people that were interested in building businesses on Amazon. And so at that point, I still wanted to coach people. I still wanted to bring value to those people. And everyone wanted to learn how to do a private label. And so because I knew how to, you know, import products from China. I knew how to work with manufacturers. I was very aware of, like, you know, working with Nike and all the things that they dealt with their manufacturers and all of the things that they had to deal with creating their products. And because that was also a client that I had served. And so because I learned all of this stuff in everything else that I was doing for, you know, and exposure across the board about all the services that were brought to these clients, I was then very easily able to put two and two together and figure out how to do a private label, how to beat the competition, and, you know, all of that. And so I built this program, first went in and tried out it all myself and, you know, had some success there. And I built this program on how to succeed in doing a private label. And so I still do that. And I have several people that are in my program right now that are doing really amazing. And what's interesting, though, is that for everyone that's done Amazon, whether you're reselling stuff and you really want to scale that business, or if you are doing a private label and you want to, you know, grow that business beyond just doing pay-per-click ads, which really is not sustainable, you have to build a business online. And so I came to the same conclusion, both with my, you know, desire to coach entrepreneurs. I had a ton of people, you know, that were coming from YouTube. I, at the time, you know, didn't know a whole lot about digital marketing. And all I knew was I'm going to create value. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to give what I know and start there. And so that's what I did. I just did videos and just tried to give everything that I knew. And then people started to come to me and I started to be able to coach them and doing all these programs. With all of that, every single person that I ran into, including myself, realized the need to be skilled as a digital marketer. And during this time too, I've, you know, had a regular 8-to-5 job. And to this day, I am a marketing director. And I took that on because I felt like that would, you know, help me to grow as a better coach and would challenge me and stretch me to bring somebody else's business into a whole nother level of success through digital marketing. And I've had some experience in the last several years in doing this and working in marketing, doing direct mail and different campaigns and things, growing YouTube channels, but I hadn't really gone down deep into learning digital marketing. And so finally, I decided to go out and get my certifications. What I have learned through this process has really helped me from an organizational perspective, from a value perspective, in bringing greater value to my clients. Now, some of you, you may already know everything. You may be light years ahead of me. But for those of you that maybe you understand digital marketing a little bit, and maybe you are really focused on something like Amazon, and you're realizing that you have to understand it from a whole nother level, I want to give you some pointers today. And maybe those of you that have a business and maybe you've grown that business through networking offline and you want to know how you could begin to grow your business online, I'm going to give you some pointers today on how you can really plan that out strategically. So I've gone through a number of certifications now, and each one obviously brings a whole nother level of value to me. And what's interesting is that I remember when I first started to do this training and they kept talking about, you know, knowing your customer journey. And I was like, yeah, I already know that. You know, it's that's the journey that everyone goes on that is, you know, that comes to your business. And then they were talking about, you know your demographic, know your avatar. And I got so tired of people telling me, know your avatar, because I didn't understand how it connected to everything else. It was like, okay, I know all of these things. Why do you keep on telling me the same thing over and over again? And so when I started to take some of this training, And I started to see how each lead magnet that you create then integrates with each other piece of content that you create. I mean, I basically did everything in reverse. Let's face it. I grew my social media, then I reacted to it and just gave everybody what they wanted and needed. And then I started to just try and create, you know, lead magnets that I thought would be helpful for people. And it really wasn't this, you know, whole strategy where I figured out what my demographic wanted and, you know, planned out the SEO on my website and planned out my blogs and planned out everything. It really wasn't that neat and tidy for me. So I've now had to go back, completely transform my website and make it more SEO friendly. And make sure that I'm SEOing everything so that I can, you know, be found. And then with that, when somebody finds me, make sure that each one of my journeys that I have those individuals go on, that they're going to get the information that they want. And one of the problems that I was having was, you know, I get people that want me to help them to build their businesses online and grow online. And usually those are product-based businesses. And then I have those that just want to do Amazon. And then I have those that are follow me for mindset, because I have many years of experience, you know, as a minister, and I'm still pretty well known for that. So it's not like, you know, once you change kind of what you're doing that you're not known for that. And I still have a passion to help people break through in their mindset, because that is a huge part of succeeding as an entrepreneur. You have to believe in your dreams. And so, yeah, so I've been going through this whole process of mapping everything out. It's a huge project. But if I was to give you just a couple of snippets of what you can do in your business this week, number one would be to ask yourself, what are your specific, you know, who your demographic is and who that avatar is. One of the most helpful things, I've actually done a YouTube video on this, and if you're on my website right now, I will link this, that video down below. I did a video on how you can go into business.facebook.com, look into audience insights. And once you click in there, you can go into the little box on the left that says interests, and you can type in somebody else's Facebook page, and it gives you all the demographics and interests of that audience. And so if you are, you know, say you find somebody that is way farther advanced than you, more popular than you, all of that, but you know that that audience that they have would really love the content that you're providing, you can then go and look at their demographics, and that's going to help you, you know, with your Facebook ads. It's going to help you with everything, all your lead magnets and things and downloads that you create. That's going to help you to figure out what you should be putting on your blogs, all the value and the courses that you need to be creating. And so that is really a number one, is finding out who that avatar is and what their pain points are and how you can meet their needs. And then the next level is, you know, the SEO. And what's really interesting with, you know, SEO, it is, you know, very in depth, and I can't go into all of it today because it's, you know, very IT related, and then it's also SEO related and a little bit marketing related, and there's so many pieces in it. But if I could just give you one piece of advice when it comes to SEO on your website, if you just did one thing, and that is, one, make sure that each one of your pages is SEO'd for one main topic, one, you know, long tail SEO, and that is basically, you know, something that somebody very specific that people are searching for, and make sure that that is throughout that page, and that you have one page on your website per topic, and that on that page, each one of those pages, you have a place for people to go, that you have links in, say, let's say you post a blog, that you have links on that page. Because if it's not, doesn't have links on it, if you don't link to other people, if other people don't link to you, then Google sees it kind of as a useless page. They call it an orphan. And so you want to have links in your, on your pages. You don't want to just have a page full of, you know, some wonderful copy. And then the other thing is that aside from all of the links and all of that sort of thing and the SEO, make sure that that page is leading people and making people aware of what you have to offer. And you can do that by, you know, providing a free download inside a blog post, or providing a just, you know, an image of your program that you have to offer. Maybe you're going to do a flash sale and you just let people know. Like I recently, I'm launching another webinar for Amazon FBA Private Label. And so I've embedded that in a blog post because I'm trying to make people aware that I offer that. And then I paid to promote that blog post. And so then I got a whole new demographic that has not been a part of my blog that's been aware that I offer that. I've had some people, new people sign up for it, which usually is a small percentage just from a blog post like that. And then once people begin to engage with you on a regular basis and they become more aware of the services that you're able to provide, then when you actually promote those, they're familiar with them. It's not something brand new that you're sending to them. And so right now on my own website, which is under complete reconstruction, I am making sure that the people that come to me because they're very interested in building a business on Amazon, that they get the content that they want and it's very specific to them. Those that want to go beyond Amazon and build a business online and get clients online, that they have a journey that they go on. And then the people that are there because they really want to focus on their mindset, they have a journey to go through. And this is so extremely important, not just on your website, but also in your emails. And so the other thing that I've done is began to construct the journey that each one of these different demographics go through when they come in contact with my business when it comes to emails. Now, there are some emails that I'll send out that everybody gets. When I update them on certain blog posts, or I update them on the videos that I've put out or my podcast. But when it comes to really the value that I'm giving them in these emails, those things are broken out. And I'm taking time to really write those and set the expectations of what they're going to be getting from me and all of that. Now, that's taking me some time. I just think, you know, I have a little over 4,000 people in my email list, which is not gigantic. I would say it's a start. I feel blessed that people have stuck around because I've given a lot of value, but it has not necessarily been tailored to each type of, you know, person or demographic that's coming to me for my help. And so those little things, those just mapping out how your client is going to interact with you and the journeys that they're going to go on with you and making sure that you're providing value in the area that they need to be provide value. The other thing is in your emails is making sure that your emails are actually valuable and full of information and content that people can utilize. I mean, that's one thing that I've done that I feel that has been profitable for some people, but I know now that I can do a whole lot more and be very, very specific. The other thing that I wanted to say through all of this is that, you know, it's one thing to build a huge social media following. And a lot of people will go out there and they just want their social media big and they just want, you know, to be famous online. But the reality is that it doesn't take that many people to succeed in an online business if you have the right people. And one thing that I'm super grateful for is that I have a community of people that know me for my honesty, that they trust me, and that when I launch a program for them that's designed for them, or if I do one-on-one coaching with somebody, they know, you know, what to expect, and they're committed. And so I, at this point, don't have an issue with getting new clients and all that. And I think that that's a benefit of creating value online that people can utilize. And most of my clients come from YouTube. And I think that video is amazing when it comes to, you know, creating value, because you can post something, say, on Facebook, and I post a lot of things on Facebook, even my videos on Facebook. But the thing about YouTube that I have absolutely loved is that it is more of a community. There's people that come there and they comment and they talk to me and they send me emails and they feel like they can connect with me because they see my face and they hear me, you know, communicate and all of that. And so they've also seen me completely transform myself over the years, and they've been able to be part of my journey. And anyone that's new to my YouTube channel can do the same thing. They can go to my very first videos and go, oh my gosh, look at how much she's changed, you know, and what she's doing. And, you know, people can be part of your journey at any time. And that's one thing I really love about YouTube. So if you're out there and you have a business and you've not made videos on YouTube, I highly recommend it. And yes, there are strategic ways to grow your YouTube channel. There's SEO and there's all sorts of things that you have to consider. If you ever need help with that, again, you know, I do coach one-on-one and I do have a YouTube masterclass. So I'm hoping that some of this information is helpful for you. I know that it has been completely life-changing or business-changing for my own business, and I have a lot of work ahead of me in really building this out and creating a business that I feel that, you know, people are going to really, really love, and that I'm really going to be able to meet a lot of people's needs and continue to bring amazing value to them. And I'm really excited about it. So I hope that this podcast today encourages you to move in the right direction in building your business, and that you don't just try to create tons of content online and, you know, not know if it's performing or not, not knowing if people are going to benefit from it or not, but being more strategic around what your demographic is, what they're looking for, how you're going to meet their needs, and then how you're going to get that traffic in the right place. And I think that those are some of the things that people miss. And you want to get that traffic to the right place so that they convert into clients. So as I continue along in my digital marketing certifications and I continue to become the best digital marketer I could possibly be, I am glad that you're here for my journey and that I can share some of the things that I learned along the way. Because I think that sometimes when we get, you know, fully educated on something, it's easy to forget about the process that you go through and learn. You forget about the baby steps. You forget about some of the things that you did in the beginning. So I really wanted to document some of that and provide that to you, because if you're in this place where I'm at right now, even if, you know, a year from now or a month from now, when I have, you know, way more completed certifications and I've got everything packaged and ready to go, you might be listening to this podcast and think, wow, this is what I need to do to grow my business. And by then I can provide you even more value to grow it and, you know, implement new things. Guys, thank you so much for subscribing to my podcast, for making it one of the top podcasts, and, you know, continuing to show interest and share it and leaving your comments and your ratings and all of that. I so appreciate you, because for so many years I have done a podcast. This is my second one, and, you know, I had some success at it, but I would say that this one is more successful. And I think that it's really because of a lot of the guests that I've had on, and it makes it a lot more interesting. And hopefully over the next couple of months, you'll really feel like you're getting a lot of value from my content. So I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode today. And if I've inspired you, if I've helped you at all, please let me know. Give me a rating and subscribe to my podcast. And also find me on Facebook, find me on YouTube, connect with me on Twitter. If you have a question for me, send me a tweet under it's strategic_Amy and let me know what your questions are, and I'll do my best to answer them. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.